KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women couldn't hit a perimeter shot, and they had no chance against fourth-ranked Louisville as the Cardinals posted an 83-53 win in the second round of the NCAA tournament in Iowa City last night. It was a disappointing ending for an outstanding season for the Hawkeyes. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter watched her Hawkeyes suffer through an 8-minute scoring drought in the opening half, and they were down 17 at the break.
I thought they did a nice job of really, you know, keeping the ball out of Sam's hands. They did a tremendous job with that. And Louisville, they did a great job. I mean, they did a great job defensively. They hit tough shots. I don't think our defense was that bad the first half. I think they hit some tough shots. But offensively, that's what's disheartening.
The Hawkeyes missed their first 15 three-pointers and finished just one of 16 from behind the arc.
We knew they were going to have pressure. We knew they were going to have some traps and different defenses. It wasn't anything we weren't expecting. We just really didn't execute. We know how to break teams who do things like that. We've played teams like that in the Big Ten, in our non-conference. Our coaches prepared us for that. We just got out of our offense.
That's junior guard Samantha Logic, who finished with 12 points. Iowa's lone senior, Thierra Taylor, closed out her career with 10 points.
I played with a great group of girls, great coaching staff. We didn't go out the way we wanted to, but Coach said we can't remember the season off of just this game. This is one of my favorite seasons being here as a Hawkeye, so it's something I want to remember as a wonderful journey.
Freshman Allie Disterhoff led Iowa with 15 points as the Hawkeyes closed their season with a mark of 27-9. Elsewhere last night in NCAA women's second round play, South Carolina beat Oregon State 78-69, Penn State over Florida 83-61, North Carolina moves on 62-53 over Michigan State, Maryland rallied to beat Texas 69-64, UConn beat St. Joseph's 91-52, LSU over West Virginia 76-67, and was Texas A&M 85-69 winners over James Madison. Iowa State senior Hallie Christofferson was named a WBCA All-Region 5 nominee for the 2013 Division I Coaches All-America team yesterday. Christofferson was one of seven players selected from the region. Christofferson, a forward from Hamlin, Iowa, had another breakout season for the Cyclones, leading the team in scoring with 18.4 points per game. She also averaged 7.2 rebounds while shooting 46.1% from the field. Christofferson is also among the top three free throw shooters in the country at 87.7% from the stripe. Christofferson scored in double figures in 29 of Iowa State's 31 games, including 16 games with 20 or more points. She posted 8 double-doubles and shot better than 50% from the field in 14 games on the way to being named an All-Big 12 first-teamer. The selection committee will determine the 10-member WBCA Division I Coaches All-America team from the 52 candidates who are on the All-Region teams. In men's college hoops last night, a couple of NIT quarterfinal round games played. It was Minnesota beating Southern Miss 81-73. Clemson moves on 73-68 over Belmont. Well, Florida men's basketball coach Billy Donovan has signed a 3-year contract extension to raise his average salary to $3.7 million over the next 6 years. The Gators this season reached the Sweet 16 after going 18-0 in Southeastern Conference play, winning the SEC tournament and earning the number one overall seed in the NCAA tourney. They're the first SEC team to go 18-0 in regular season conference games. Shaquille O'Neal of LSU, Grant Hill of Duke, and Daryl Griffith of Louisville headline the 2014 College Basketball Hall of Fame class. They'll be joined at the induction ceremony in November by Zelmo Beatty from Prairie View A&M, Final Four coaches Dale Brown of LSU and Gary Williams of Maryland, and longtime coach and author Glenn Wilkes Sr., along with Howard Garfinkel, the founder of the five-star basketball camp. Kansas guard Wayne Selden has announced that he'll return for his sophomore season. Selden was considered a first-round talent coming out of high school, but an up-and-down campaign may have caused his stock to drop. The 6'5" Selden averaged nearly 10 points for the Jayhawks this season. In the NBA last night, Orlando beat Portland 95-85, Cleveland edging Detroit 102-100. Dallas outscored Oklahoma City in overtime 128-119, and the LA Lakers topped New York 127-96. In the National Hockey League last night, Los Angeles beat Washington in a shootout 5-4, New York Islanders topping Carolina 5-4, Phoenix beat Pittsburgh 3-2, St. Louis over Toronto 5-3, Montreal shut down Buffalo 2-0, Columbus over Detroit 4-2, Florida beat Ottawa in a shootout 3-2. Colorado went to the shootout to beat Nashville 5-4. Chicago doubled up Dallas 4-2, and San Jose beat Edmonton by a score of 5-2. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Atlanta Collision Center is expanding, and they're currently looking for an experienced full-time auto body technician to join their team. If you are self-motivated, dependable, and looking for a competitive wage, Atlanta Collision Center is looking for you. Stop by Atlanta Collision Center at 108 Cedar for an application, or call Doug at 243-7757. That's Atlanta Collision Center. Come join their team.
Well, Tuesday was not a good day for Buffalo Bills fans. Bills owner and American Football League co-founder Ralph Wilson has died at the age of 95. He was instrumental in the AFL-NFL merger and watched his team win four consecutive AFC championships from 1990 to 93 without winning the Super Bowl. Wilson had been in failing health for several years after hip surgery in 2011, 2 years after he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly is expected to undergo surgery following the return of oral cancer. His wife, Jill, says the cancer is aggressive and starting to spread. The 54-year-old former Buffalo Bills star is being treated in New York City. His brother, Dan Kelly, has told the Associated Press that doctors are leaning towards surgery on Thursday or perhaps April 1st. Kelly's Buffalo doctors said on March 14th the return of the cancer was discovered when he came for a follow-up test after surgery to remove cancerous cells last year. NFL owners have passed a rule allowing referees to consult with Director of Officiating Dean Blandino and his staff to help determine whether a call should be upheld or overturned. NFL officials said the change should speed up the process. Blandino and other staff will be monitoring the games from league offices in New York, and they will immediately begin reviewing challenges before the referee even gets to his monitor. The Lions and free agent safety James Ihedebo have reportedly come to terms on a 2-year contract. The person familiar with negotiations told the Associated Press of the move because the deal hadn't been announced. Ihedebo made 99 tackles and had 3 interceptions for the Baltimore Ravens last year. Prosecutors postponed an initial court appearance for Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay following his arrest on drug-related charges. Irsay had been scheduled to go to court Wednesday following his March 16th arrest on preliminary charges of misdemeanor driving while intoxicated and 4 felony counts of possession of a controlled substance. But the Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office issued a statement Tuesday saying that the hearing was postponed unless or until formal charges are filed against him. Well, people familiar with the negotiations tell the Associated Press that baseball players and management hope to reach a new drug agreement by Sunday. The new agreement would increase initial penalties for muscle-building steroids and decrease suspensions for some positive tests caused by unintentional use. While the lengths have not been finalized, one of the people with knowledge of the negotiations says the sides are discussing a 100-game ban for an initial violation and a season-long ban for a second. For inadvertent use, the penalty for a first violation would be cut in half to 25 games. The deal would also eliminate the loophole allowing Alex Rodriguez to earn almost $4 million during his season-long ban. The Los Angeles Dodgers have knocked the New York Yankees off of baseball's payroll perch, part of an off-season spending spree that has pushed the average annual salary near $4 million for the first time. The Dodgers are ending the Yankees' 15-year streak as baseball's biggest spenders. The Dodgers have a projected payroll of $235 million, according to a study of all major league contracts by the Associated Press. That's $31 million more than the Yankees' player payroll. Texas Rangers ace Yu Darvish has been scratched from his scheduled start in Monday's season opener because of stiffness in his neck. Darvish is scheduled to return to Texas to be examined by a spine and back specialist. The Rangers haven't said who will start the opener in Darvish's place. The likely possibility is left-hander Martin Perez. The Rangers also optioned former World Series and All-Star closer Neftali Feliz to the minor leagues. The Pittsburgh Pirates have acquired right-hander Vance Worley from the Minnesota Twins for cash. Worley was the Twins' starter on opening day last year, but went 1-5 with a .721 earned run average in 10 starts for the team. The Seattle Mariners have released left-hander Randy Wolf at his request. Wolf made 5 starts this spring with a .426 ERA over 19 innings. And Arizona Diamondbacks left-hander Patrick Corbin has undergone season-ending elbow surgery after a second opinion confirmed the need for the ligament repair. The 16-game winner felt discomfort and had to leave his start last week. He'll be out all of this season and possibly part of the next season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.